Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marco Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Now, a lot of people have been struggling when it comes to creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads. Their cost is going up while their profits and their performance is going down. So, especially after the iOS 14 update and all this other stuff. So, how do you overcome that and continue to get more clients and profits leveraging paid ads? Well, I actually did a private training inside of our group where I broke down step by step how to create profitable ad campaigns even after the iOS 14 update. And I want to give you access to that. So we're going to jump right into that training right now. Be sure to take notes and be sure to implement, most importantly. Let's get into it.
So first thing first, a couple things you're going to have before you launch ads. Number one, you're going to have to set up a Facebook ad. I mean, you've got to have a Facebook page. You have to have a Facebook business page in order to run ads. Number two, you got to have a Facebook business manager. Then outside of that, you're going to want to have a high ticket. I would recommend having a premium price offer. So of course, y'all know we specialize in working with experts, coaches, consultants, course creators, authors, speakers, individuals who have knowledge and expertise that they want to package up and turn into a $3,000 to $10,000 more offer. So I highly recommend you have those things. Now, here's the thing. We don't have the time to walk through how to create a Facebook business page, how to create a Facebook ad account, how to create a business manager. How do you connect all that? How do you create a high ticket offer? You know, how to create, and the next thing you want to have is a conversion process. So where do they go to? Some people call this a funnel. Where do they go to when they click on your ad? In this video, I won't have time to go through all how to do all of that. If you like us to help you do that, shoot me a DM. We got videos, we got coaching. We walk you through the process of how to do all of that. How to create ad account, how to create your pixel, how to do all that stuff, right? So everything we'll be walking out through, we can actually walk you through everything step by step happily, right? To help you get it. But of course, I only got about 45 minutes or, you know, so hour or so to walk you through this whole thing. If you want our personal help walking you through this process step by step, two things. Number one, if you're on Facebook, just comment CAU. Just put CAU in the comment section. And I'm just handling this now because I know people are going to ask. But put CAU in the comment section, and then Wes will schedule a chat with you to talk about how we can help you. If you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. So send me a direct message on Instagram. Just put CAU in the direct message, and then we'll reply back and get your call scheduled. Right? But if you're on Facebook, just comment CAU, and then we'll get your call scheduled. So, all right, cool. Let's go ahead and jump into it. So you can see my screen, right, Wes?
Yeah.
So now once you log into your ad account, what you're going to want to do is you're going to go up into this green button at the top, right? You're going to click on that green button. When you click on that green button, you're going to see a window like this pop up. So this is called an objective. So basically, you're basically telling Facebook, what's my objective? Like, so we all know, like an objective, somebody asks you, what's your objective? It's like, okay, what's my goal? So your objective is like, what do you want them to do? Right? Some people, so you got brand awareness, you got reach, you got traffic, engagement, app installs, video views, lead generation, messages, conversions, catalog sales, store traffic. A lot of people teach this stuff multiple different ways. Me personally, I recommend you starting with conversions. So this is you telling Facebook, here's what I want people to do, right? Here's what I want people to do. So now you click on convert because we want them to convert. So now Facebook is going to show your ad to the person who is most likely to convert. If you choose traffic, Facebook is going to show your ad to people who are most likely to click your link. If you choose engage, they're going to show your ad to people who are most likely to engage. So for example, for those of you who do like boost ads, when you're doing a boost ad, you're telling Facebook to show your, because it's automatically an engagement ad. So you're telling Facebook to show my ad to people who are most likely to engage. You don't want people who are going to engage or just click. You want them to convert. And to Coach Jenshi, she asked a great question. She said, convert to a sale? It depends, right? So you can choose. The first step we want you to do is have them, we want to optimize for the first step in your funnel, which is become a lead. So the first step is you want to optimize. Our goal is to get them to convert to a lead, right? So you choose conversions. Now, once you choose conversions, you're going to come right here and you're going to name your campaign. So I'm going to just call this. So let's just say, for example, I'm running ads to the paid ad playbook. So the paid ad playbook is something we give away for free and we show people how to get 50 to 100 leads every single day that convert into clients, right? So I'm going to do this. We're going to call this the paid. So I'm going to go paid ad playbook. It's going to be an image ad. And I'm going to be targeting some interests. Understand this. No matter how complicated people make ads, it's only three levels of an ad. You got campaign level, you got ad set level, and then you got ad level. It's only three levels of it. On the ad set level, you're going to name your ad set. So an ad set, this is what we're going to do, your targeting. So let's just say, for example, I'm going to target people who, let's say I'm selling something. I'm going to do a more generic example. So let's just say, for example, I'm going to keep it like this. So let's say I'm targeting entrepreneurs, for example. So let's say I'm going to do Success Magazine. Okay, I'm going to go Success Magazine. And then for ad, it's going to be image. I don't know which image yet, so I'm going to just put an image. So I'm going to put an image. If it was like image, if I had a red shirt on or got a black shirt on, I'd say image, black shirt. So now I'll know what image is. Okay? So boom. So I got that. So now I'm going to click on continue. Once you click on continue, this is going to pop up. This says tailored conversions campaign. I'm going to just choose manual because Facebook is always creating something new. I'm going to just click on manual. Now, let me say this as well. Some of you may be like, okay, my interface doesn't look like that. Well, how Facebook works is they're always testing like 10,000 different versions of Facebook, literally, because you probably heard people tell you like, hey, I just got this new feature on my Facebook, but you haven't got that feature yet, right? So the reason that happens because they're testing like 10,000 different versions at one time, literally. So if yours doesn't look the same, I want you to be looking at those three things, campaign, ad set level, ad. So we got that done. So now just that fast, we've created our campaign level. So we named the campaign. We're going to leave categories just blank. Unless you're doing like credit or housing or something like that, you could choose a special category. But if not, we're going to keep it super generic. Now we come down here. We're going to keep all this the same. We're not touching none of this. Okay. Now, once I come down here, I'm going to click on next to the right. Once I click on next, guess what? That's going to take me to the ad set level. So notice on the ad set level. So on the ad set level, we're going to do a couple different things. We're going to choose our targeting and our conversions and our budget. So let's just say, for example, we come down here and we say Success Magazine. That's what we're going to target. We want to make sure we choose website application because we're sending people to our website. Right here, you want to choose your pixel. So one of those pre-steps I talked about earlier is you're going to want to set up a pixel. So we got our pixel set up. We call it Client Attraction Use Pixel. Again, I don't got the time to go into how to create a pixel and all that type of stuff in this particular video. If you want our help doing this, comment CAU on Facebook. Just put CAU in the comment section. Or if you're on Instagram, send me a direct message and just put CAU and we can actually walk you through, you know, how to set all this, the technical stuff up if you need some help with that. Okay. So now the pixel, we chose our pixel and then I'm going to choose what we want to convert for. So I want to do lead. So we name our lead pixel dream client lead. So I'm gonna just shoot lead. I'm actually keep it super basic for y'all, to be honest with you. So I'm gonna go super basic. I'm not even gonna choose a custom conversion pixel. I'm gonna just choose a regular pixel. So I'm gonna go lead because I want them to become a lead. That's the first step we optimize it for, right? So we choose lead, come down. We're gonna leave all this the same. We're not gonna touch none of this. You're gonna just choose your daily budget. Depending on where you are, depending on where your budget. So I'm going to just keep it simple. Let's just start with $20 a day since that's already chose. So we're going to go $20 a day. As you see right now, the time of me doing this video is April 26th. It's 12:28 West Coast time. That's where I'm at right now. Or it's 3:30 on the East Coast, right? I don't like to really launch ads midday. I like to start them fresh, start the day, because now we can kind of get them in rotation and we can get the max from our spend. And then ads is like an auction. So we want to get you in the auction right out the gate, right? So for example, I say, so we'll schedule this ad to start on the 27th, which is tomorrow. We'll schedule it to start at 12 a.m., right? So we'll set it up, boom, we schedule it at 12 a.m. So boom, so we had that set up. So people already, now they're already seeing the ads when they get on at 6 a.m. and they're scrolling social media. So boom, we got that set up. End date, we don't choose an end date, right? Because we want the ads to run and then we can adjust them how we want to adjust them. Now we're going to scroll down. Right here, show more options. You ain't going to mess with none of that. You leave all that the same. Audiences. So with your audience, you're going to come over here. You're going to click edit. Okay. So right here, we like to choose people living in or recently in this location. Right. So we choose people living in this location. Why? Especially if you're doing specific ads. So for example, so I was in San Diego and I started seeing ads for, I think, trainers in San Diego or consultants in San Diego or something like that, because it could see that I was in San Diego based on the location, right? But I don't live here, so I wouldn't necessarily respond to that ad because I'm just not a San Diego consultant, right? So we like to people living in this location, United States. You're going to go United States. Some people like teach you how to bundle them. So they say use, put United States, put Canada, Australia, all the top English-speaking countries. I like to have all that broken out. So now you can know what's performing. Now, if you aren't targeting people in the United States, then you don't choose United States. Then you come down here to your age. You choose the age demographic. I'm gonna just leave it like this. I like to give Facebook as much room to work as possible so we can leverage the algorithm, because the algorithm is obviously smarter than us, right? So you choose your ages. If you got like a tag age demographic right here where it's gender, all you're gonna, if you're targeting all women, you can just choose women. If you choose a man, you can do men. If you got all, you can choose all. And then right here, this is where you choose your detail targeting. So remember how I chose Success Magazine? I'm gonna type in Success Magazine. You see how it didn't come up? That's gonna happen. So the people who you wanted to target sometimes may not come up. So let me see, Success Academy. I'm not sure what Success Academy is. Let's see what some other ones is. Trust and Estates. All right, so I'm not gonna go with that one. Let's look at another one. So I'm gonna choose, I'm gonna go Forbes. Let's see if Forbes comes up. Forbes. So these are people who work for Forbes. So notice it says employers. So that means they work for Forbes, right? So I can go entrepreneurship. I'm gonna go entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is broad, obviously, but I'm gonna just go big. So I'm gonna go entrepreneurship. And then the beautiful thing is, if you want to come up with some more ideas for your other assets, because I recommend starting with like 5 of these different assets to start off with. Not meaning 5 bundled in here, but 5 ad sets. So once I launch this other one, I would duplicate it like 5 times. And then in those have 1 ad set per. I know some people say, hey, bundle as many as you can in the interest on 1 ad. I don't agree with that, because you can't tell which one of these audiences are working the best if you bundle them all in together. So just choose 1, right, per. Now, when you click, if you're like, okay, I don't know what other ones to test. If you click on suggestions, Facebook will actually give you some other suggestions. So if you scroll through, now I can literally take these and put them in a spreadsheet, and I can just test these one by one by one. So they give me a whole bunch of them, okay? So now we keep all that the same. Now right here, we like to exclude the lead. So once somebody becomes a lead, we don't want to show them this ad anymore. So we'll typically create an audience before we start where we exclude this lead so they don't see the ad anymore. All right, so let's keep going. So we exclude, and then we keep all the same. Right here where it says automatic placements or manual placements, I recommend just starting with automatic placements and then letting Facebook do the heavy lifting. So that's the ad set level. So now we go to next. Boom. Now, once we click on next, notice we've already done 2. So we're 70% of the way there, right? We're 66 point whatever percent of the way there. So now we're in the third part. This is the most important part. I won't say the most important part, but this is important. So this is the ad level. Now we're on the ad level. So now we're going to go down here. You want to make sure your Facebook page is connected, obviously. If you're going to be using your Instagram, you want to make sure your Instagram is connected also. So I click on that drop down. I'll choose my Instagram. So now my ads are going to be showing on my Instagram, right? So boom. So now it's here. So we chose that. Now we come down here. You see where it says ad setup. So now what you want to do, ad setup, choose create ad, then come down here and single image or video, right? I know the most popular question, one of the most popular questions I get is it better to do video or is it better to do image ads? Here's the good news. They both work. So the best answer for me to give you as a marketer is to test them, test both, and then see what works. I hate when people say, well, only image ads work or only videos work or only this work, only do it this way. Marketing isn't that matter of fact. So when people tell you stuff like that, they're full of it. You literally got to test it, right? So come down here, choose this, choose single image or video, scroll down, and then right here, you're going to choose media, right? So I'm going to just click on media. I'm going to click on add media. I'm going to click on add image. I already got some images uploaded. If this is your first time doing this, obviously you won't have no images uploaded. So this is one of our clients. We actually helped them go from like $2,500 a month to like that a week. So I'm going to choose that image. I'm going to just choose the image. Boom, boom, boom. All right, cool. We got our image in there, right? There we go. So now we got our image. Now we're going to come down here to primary text. So this is important. So this is where your copy is going to go, right? So for example, the copy may look like, let me see. So this would be, I'm speaking to a trainer. So I would say, on average, most personal trainers only make enough to pay their bills and then they hit this ceiling because of two reasons. Reason number one, they don't know how to get clients consistently. Reason number two, they undercharge. I know I said two reasons. Here's the third, which is a biggie. They don't know how to serve clients at scale. They only know how to serve one too many. Now, I may say, this is the exact issue Jay Lopez had before we connected. He was only making $2,500 per month and working out of his garage and was on the verge of going to get a job. And I'll say, after a few simple tweaks, he was able to turn his monthly revenue into his weekly revenue, and he's enjoying his business and has more time to spend with his 8-year-old son. I think his son is 8, so I just say 8-year-old son. I don't have the time or the space to share exactly what Jay did to attract more clients and scale his business while working 50% less. However, I break it all down in my 14-page paid ad playbook, along with a bonus case study video. And you can get it all for the free 99 when you click this link. Boom, boom, boom. So then I just put paid at playbook.com. Boom. So let me fix some of this underscore, because that's misspelled some of that stuff. Let's just say along with. All right. I don't have the time or the space in this post to share exactly what Jay did to attract more clients and scale his business by working 50% less. I typically only like to go like two or three lines with the copy. So it's easy to read. So that's why I'm breaking it up a little bit. Boom. So there we got the copy. Okay. And I see all these questions coming in. I'm going to answer these questions too. So let me get through this. Boom, 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 boom. All right, so we got that. All right, so now I got number one body transformation. We got our image. We got our copy. Y'all see this coming together? Is this helpful so far, y'all? I think we actually going to even test this. I'm writing this. We might as well launch this, right? So boom, we got this all put together. Boom. So now we're going to go down here to headline. On headline, we're going to put, this is just like a one-liner. So right here where you see where it says Marquell Russell, King of Client Attraction, this is where your headline stuff is going to go. So right here, we're going to put three reasons. Let me see. I'm not to put one more fitness coaching clients. Boom. So the headline would say one more fitness coaching clients. Should pop over there in a second. Right here, click here if you want more fitness coaching clients. Boom. It hasn't uploaded. You got to get Facebook this on. You know how Facebook is. So we got that in there. Next, we're going to go right here to call to action. So we go to call to action. We're going to choose, we use learn more. So we want them to just learn more. They click on the learn more. Boom, we got that. Right here, you're going to put your URL. So obviously, we're sending them to paid@playbook.com. Boom. So you see it updated now. One more fitness coaching clients. So boom, we got that. We're not going to do a call extension, so we're going to take that away. Display link, we're just going to leave that open. We're going to bother that. Leave all this the same. You want to check your URL. So we typically click on preview URL just to make sure your page is working. So boom, yes, it's working. Last thing you want to do is launch an ad and your page ain't working. And then we're going to come down here. We're going to choose the domain because another one of the pre-steps Facebook makes you do is they make you verify your domain. So a lot of you may be familiar with the iOS 14 update that Facebook did. That you asked, one of the things you had to do was verify your domain, right? So you got to verify your domain, choose the domain you chose. So right here, I'm going to go work with Marquell. That's the domain we verified. You want to make sure you chose that. And then you want to put your URL parameters in there. So that's going to just help with some deeper level tracking. And then from there, I'm not going to launch this right now because I want to make some other adjustments before we actually launch it. But what you would do from there is you would come down and then you'll just click publish. And once you click publish, it's going to go into a review process. And then once it goes into a review process, Facebook will let you know if it was approved or not. If it's not approved, you make whatever adjustments. If it is approved, then you can duplicate it, do four more versions of that ad set on the ad set level. And now you test four more different audiences. And now you got five running. And then you can choose which one you want to keep and then go from there. Some of you are going to launch ads and your ads are going to be rejected. But so it's like, okay, what do I do if my ad is rejected? Sometimes they'll tell you, sometimes they won't. But if you want our personal guidance with this, let's schedule a chat, right? So I want to invite you all to a quick 15, 20 minute chat, right? Where we kind of do a deep dive into your business. Like you literally can't buy anything on the call. It's just a deep dive into your business, kind of looking at where you are now, where are you looking to go, and then help you map out a game plan to get there. It's not a sales call. You can't buy anything on the call. We're just going to deep dive. So we're going to look at, okay, where you are now, where you looking to go? You know, what are you selling? Who's your ideal client? How are you currently getting clients? What's your biggest challenge right now? What are you charging? What could you be charging? What's your overall strategy? And then from there, we'll actually help you map out a game plan to make that happen. And then you will have a game plan at the end where you can go implement it on your own. Or if you want to go find somebody else to help you implement it, you can actually find somebody else to help you implement it. Or if you decide, look, y'all, if you say, look, Marquell, look, Wes, I want y'all to actually help me implement this, then we'll schedule another chat to talk about how we can actually help you implement this stuff. And then on the second chat, then we'll talk about how we can help you add an extra $30,000, $60,000 a month up to $1 million a year. So if that's something you're interested in and you want to walk everything we just talked about with these ads, like how I wrote the copy, you know, obviously it's a mindset, it's a strategy around that. And we teach this process of how to write ad copy. Also, how to come up with your best images, how to come up with the videos, how to come up with your targeting, how to create the retargeting ads we talked about. If you want to help you with all that, of course, we can talk about how we can help you do that. If you want to just text us directly, let's say you don't want to comment on either one, but you want to reach out and get us call scheduled up, you can just shoot us a text message. The phone number is 404-357-8892. That's 404-357-8892, 404-357-8892. And in that text message, just put CAU, put your name, the best time to call you with time zone. So your name, CAU, the best time to call you with time zone. And then we'll call you and then get your call scheduled.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.